Om Shanti. So first, I will read Yatpyar letter that Nirvair Bhai has written to all double foreigners on 29th January, day before yesterday. Most beloved Avyakt Bap Dadas, very near, dear and serviceable instruments in Bharat and across the world, please accept godly love-filled remembrances from Madhuban. As we are nearing culmination of the month of Avyakt efforts, I am sure everyone must have spent quality time in maintaining a natural and high stage of Avyakt consciousness. 18th January was 50 years of ascension of Brahman Baba. So this January month, many Brahmans all over the world were having 50 days of tapasya. Some of the Brahmans on weekend had 8 hours yoga per day. The month of January is always blessed by Avyakt Bap Dada's powerful vibrations and inspirational points at the end of each day's murli, so that reaching our flying stage is seamless. Many BK centers organize bhaktis in the mornings and evenings during January, and this would have benefited all students and contact souls. Let us take forward the inspiration of this special month to conquer our shortcomings, weaknesses, and emerge as Father, like angels. These days the weather in northern India is going through severe winter and mercury levels have dropped below zero on a number of days in Mount Abu. It's only the warmth of Baba's love that keeps us going with our daily routine. So not only in North India, but in America, Europe, London, Manchester, many flights have been cancelled because of snow. In a few weeks, we'll be celebrating the most auspicious festival of Mahashivratri. Meanwhile, devotees of Hindu faith especially continue to take benefit from the Kumbh Mela at the confluence of three main rivers in Allahabad. Big Mela is going on. In this Mela, about 140 million pilgrims visit this place during 5 weeks of festival. They have created a big village and every guru and sannyasi will have their own tent, and Brahma Kumaris are also having one tent. And we are having some exhibitions, etc. So, doing a lot of service of different devotees and also sannyasis. Different parts of Bharat continue to share Bap Dada's wisdom through spiritual exhibitions and discourses organized at the Mela site. We send our good wishes that the devotees reawaken through this unlimited service and come to reclaim their inheritance of Jivan Mukti for many lives to come. Keeping in view our New Year resolutions, let us channel our spiritual efforts towards leading naturally soul-conscious lives, while remaining immersed in the love of Supreme Parents. Baba Sakar Murli of 26 January outlined the prevailing circumstances of the world and motivated us to be ready for transformation whenever it chooses to occur. Dadi Janki and her entourage has returned to India after successful 4 days visit of Hong Kong. Dadi also arrived on 29th in Shantivan. She just went for 4 days to Hong Kong. She went with Hansa, her nurse Devi, and 2 brothers. And from Philippines, Japan, Hong Kong, China, about 50 BKs also went there. Rajini Ban, Meera Ban, Jaimini from London, all were there. And there were about 235 BKs for retreat. And about 400 for public program. So there was BK retreat, public program, VIP gathering, and they celebrated Dadi's birthday, because Dadi's birthday is 1st January we celebrate. So they celebrated there while Dadi was there. Several sisters and brothers from all over the world are expected to gather in Abu during February and March. And we welcome everyone to your own sweet home, Madhuban, with best wishes and godly remembrances, B.K. Nirvair. So that was Yaad Pyar from Nirvair Bhai. And Dadi will probably come to meet you on 4th February. Because she came only on 29th. So yesterday, this morning, and until 3rd, she will be busy with Mela in Shantivan. There are about 16,000 BKs from eastern zone. So Bengal, Bihar, Orissa, Assam, Bangladesh, and Chennai, Tamil Nadu. All these states, they have come down in Shantivan for 2nd February meeting. So Dadi is busy with them, but she will come on 4th morning. Acha, so today's topic is transforming from Shudra to Brahman to Angel. Because when we came to Baba, we were Shudra, Tamo Pradhan, and since then we are making effort. Now we are Brahman. But still, some sanskar of Shudra still remain. So we have to see that we conquer all Shudra sanskar, become perfect, pure Brahman, to become angel. So first let us see what are the sanskars of Shudra. What are the sanskars of Shudra? Can anybody come and tell? Jara ek mic dena. Come forward. One who can give the sanskars of Shudra. Kaliyugi people, what we were before. Because in early days, Baba used to get the photo of Brahmins and deities. Brahmins and deities. And some people have kept their photo of Shudra or Kaliyugi before Gyan, after Gyan. And some of them have also dressed in a deity costume. So three photos they have. But let us see if somebody can come in front and say, sanskars of Shudra. What is the way they talk? What is their activities? How their face look like? How is their character? Come in front.
Om Shanti. Shudras are fast, angry. They are dependent on someone else for love. They think they need things for their happiness.
Okay. Anybody can add some more? Come, Rosemary.
Om Shanti. Overcome by lust, anger, greed, ego, attachment, superiority, or victim consciousness, fear, jealousy, hatred, malice, and laziness are all qualities of the Shudra clan.
Anybody else? So Shudra, we were body conscious and full of all vices. The way Shudra speak is quite rough. Loudly they speak and expand their speech. They have waste thoughts, waste talks. They look at others, talk about others, think about others, gossip, laugh loudly, because smiling is soul conscious. Laughing, joking, criticizing. That's a Shudra sanskar. The way they walk, fast, running many times. And when they walk, they make the noise of their shoes. We can know somebody is coming. Their food habit, whatever comes in front of them, if it is tasty, they will eat because they love that taste. They are not regular in their habit of eating. Whenever they are offered, they will eat. Whenever they see, think about food, they may go to fridge and grab something. And many Indians I know, when they are in India, they don't go to drink and dance and party and smoke. But as soon as they go in the West, they start wearing Western dress, eating meat, dancing, party, drinks, smoking, they start everything. So they try to show that they are modern. And their dress is not maryada yukta. Very body conscious, fashionable, and their dress will be revealing their body. Tight jeans, short skirts, transparent dress, etc. And they will try to copy their heroes, whichever hero is there, whether it's sportsman or movie actors or cricket players. So they will mimic them, their dress, hairstyle, the way they walk, talk, etc. They go to sleep late, get up late, and keep on rushing. The first thing they will do is, they will wake up with music, rock and roll, and read newspaper. Take cup of tea in the bed, smoke cigarette, attached to people, relatives, body, greedy, and because of greed, they may steal, speak lies, cheat others, so there is corruption, adulteration. So their drishti and attitude is impure. And their face, sometimes they are depressed, sometimes they are happy. So their mood changes a lot. Often get angry, get upset, sulk. So you can see that their facial expression changes a lot. Now, Mama used to say, whatever circumstance, situation you are, your face should be always smiling, cheerful. Because if that time the deity, your vision as a deity is having, somebody is worshipping you, and they have vision of a angry deity or sulky deity, or what happens, sometimes we have foul smell around us. So what we will do is, our face will be awful. So we'll change our facial expression. So Mama used to say, never change your facial expression. Mama used to, what she used to do is, whatever food will be offered, she will eat silently. If there was less salt, she will add salt, but not say that, oh, the food has no salt today, or less salt, or too much salt. No, she will not express that. Or her facial expression will not change. So their face is not shining. They have to have artificial makeup to beautify themselves. And they spend a lot of time, money, energy in beauty parlor. Now Brahmins, then we change from Shudra to Brahman. So Brahman also, they change gradually to Tamo Pradhan, to Rajo, to Sato. So some of these habits continue. Sometimes we are very sweet, loving, royal, eat in a royal manner, speak in a royal manner, walk in a royal manner. Sometimes we are rough. I love somebody, get angry, moody, etc. Especially anger, mood, all sorts of things changes. Some may have greed little bit, some may have attachment. So one of the vices will be there. So we are gradually transforming from Tamo to Rajo to Sato. So now what we have to do to become angel? To become angel, we have to really first and foremost pay attention to soul conscious stage. All the time we should be soul conscious. Look at others with that drishti, that these are souls, my brothers. Talk with them sweetly, softly, essenceful. So paying attention to the self, checking oneself. Because nowadays, every day, Murli Baba is telling us, check yourself. Are you having all divine qualities? Have you got your any weaknesses? If we have been checking by being introvert and honest, we have to be honest with ourselves, to check ourselves. Because many times, many have developed sanskar of dishonesty. They have one thing inside and express themselves differently. So they have facade, false mask. They may be unhappy inside, but smiling or laughing outside. I have seen quite a few people, nervous inside. There was one brother giving talk. So he was so nervous inside. So he was laughing again and again. So in the beginning I didn't know why he is laughing. So at the end of the talk, I asked him, why you were laughing so much? He said, I was nervous. So sometimes internally they are nervous. Externally, they show that everything is fine. So we have to see that we are honest, checking ourselves. not keeping our weaknesses under carpet and say, oh no, I am okay. So for that, Baba is emphasizing nowadays, study Murli. Become the embodiment of Jnana. Churn Jnana and have intoxication of Jnana. Who am I? What am I going to be? Then our yoga should be powerful. Not routine yoga, but powerful yoga. Whenever we sit in meditation, have clear aim. What I want to experience today. Start churning on that topic. Suppose you want to experience love of Baba as a father. So first you start talking, what is Baba's love? How Baba's love is unconditional, spiritual love. How he loves everybody. Whether young, old, smart, dull-headed, educated, uneducated. About father. Our Laukik father may get angry sometime. But our Laukik father, Parlaukik father, Shiv Baba, will never get angry. He will accept us as we are. He will care for us. He wouldn't say, oh, you are not obeying my direction. Punish. This is your suffering. Go ahead and suffer. He won't say like that. He will lovefully guide us how to be free from suffering. So compare that Laukik and Alaukik father. And experience Baba's love as a mother, father, friend, teacher, guru, etc. So establish all different relationships. And create more love. Knowing how much he helps us. How many treasures he gives us. So more we have love for Baba, will attain powers. So we will become powerful, master almighty authority, and conquer our own weaknesses and vices. And it's very essential to have company of Brahmins. Because company will color us. Company will inspire us. So not just read Murli at home and say, oh yes, I love Murli. But love Baba means love Baba's Murli, Baba's family. So we should have love for Brahman family and have company of Brahmans. So we have to first change our thoughts, words, and karma. So whichever is easy, first we have to change our karma. Activity is easily to change. Then words, then thoughts, or thought word section. And we should not allow any excuses. So sometimes what happens, because of our old sanskar and lack of tolerance, we get angry. But then we give excuse. I told them 3 times. First time it was okay, I tolerated. Second time I tolerated. Now I can't tolerate anymore. So we give excuse that they are stupid and they are doing the mistake again and again. That's why I got angry. So no excuses, no carelessness, no laziness, no tiredness. These are all sanskar of body consciousness. Worrying, fear, tired, careless, lazy, etc. So we have to see that subtle weaknesses and vices also should not be there. And not give excuse, I am new, these old ones are also getting angry, upset. I am yet new, baby babas. I get angry. So don't compare yourself with the weak ones. Compare yourself with Mama, Baba or Lakshmi Narayan, deities. So whilst in a body, what we have to practice is going beyond body. Completely detached from body. Detached from all relationships. How to detach from relationships? Establish all relationship with Baba. If I have mother, Baba is my mother. I won't be attached to my Laukik mother. So I should neither have attachment nor hatred for anyone. Because sometimes what happens in someone's life, they are betrayed by mother, father, friend, husband or whatever. Or they are mistreated by them. Or they don't get love from them. Or if they are bossy, what happens? We shut ourselves from that relationship. So say, oh, I don't like Baba's father. Friend is okay, not father. Because the father was bossy. So that's where we have to see, we never should compare ourselves or our Laukiks with Baba. Because Baba is unique, very sweet and loving. So we should have deeper connection and relationship with Baba. Then we'll be detached from all human relationship. Otherwise we were dependent. We were taking support of them. Now take support from Baba. He's a great friend. We say, a friend in need is a friend indeed. So Baba, if we say, Baba, come and help, he'll be there to help you. And many have such experience that Baba, protector, liberator, guide, helper, they just say Baba and Baba is there to help them. So go beyond body. Practice having that angelic costume. When you wake up in the morning, feel that you have angel come from subtle region to corporeal region. Throughout the day, remind yourself, I'm angel. So angel have no relationship with anybody else. Mine is only one Baba. Baba is my whole world. So having that awareness, we talk with Baba, eat with Baba, move around with Baba. Then, as we imbibe purity, because that is our main dharana, purity, simplicity, spirituality leads us to simplicity, purity, divinity, etc. So with that purity, our face will be sparkling, shining, attractive. And that's why, when Brahmins surrendered themselves, Baba changed their name. Like Manohar. Manohar means the one who is stealing your mind. Manmohini, the one who attracts your mind. Mohini, attractive. So all the names were given, Nirmal Shanta, Pushpa Shanta, Bridja Shanta, that they are peaceful or attractive or like Hriday Mohini. Then Mani, Prakash Mani, Kamal Mani, Nirmal Mani. That is, they are like jewels. So Baba changed their names because reminding our name also will help us to remind what dharana I should do. So we had to see that our thoughts are pure, no waste thought, powerful thoughts. We are not wasting our time. Then only we will become Master Almighty, Lighthouse, Might House. So the words should be sweet. Jnan jewels should be emerging from my mouth. So I should fill my intellect with jnan jewels and speak jnan jewels. And angels are known to be next to God, guide, protector. Many have this experience that when they were in trouble, there were angels helping them. Even Agyanis. I remember one instance that one young boy fell down and the gutter was only 1 or 2 inch away from him. And he had a vision that angel stopped him falling down in the gutter. So he told his father, "Dad, did you see that angel?" The dad didn't see, but he saw the angel helping him. So many instances. Because there are stories when one mother had left the body and there were young children in the family. So every night there were dirty dishes in the kitchen. And in the morning the kitchen was clean. So mother is in an angel form, in a subtle form, used to come and clean the kitchen. Just as there are ghosts who come and do something wrong to you, there are some angels who help in doing some good thing. Dadi Janki always says that Bhav Vishu Kishore, he helped to find Oxford Retreat Center because they had that talent to guide. So because they are yogi, angels are yogi, tapasvi. So they are full of all the powers and they are able to fulfill the desires of other people. Like Mamma, she is known as Kamdhenu, the cow which fulfills the desire. So all these goddesses, they are known with special qualities. Lakshmi is the one who gives wealth, Saraswati who gives knowledge, Jagadamba who fulfills all desires. And angels are ever happy, flying. Angels are known as flying. Always you'll see the pictures of angels with wings, which means they are flying. And to fly, we need wings of zeal and enthusiasm, jnana and yoga. Who can fly? Who is light? And who is not pulled by ground? Because there is a story, one bird, parrot was sitting on the tap water. So the master said, parrot, come on, fly. So he used to say, come on, fly, but he was holding the tap or branch. So the same thing is, if we are holding on to something in the old world, whether it is attachment or whether it's a old habit, sanskar, etc., if we keep on holding, we can't fly. So in order to fly, we have to be light, soul conscious. We need to have refined petrol. Aeroplane needs refined petrol. Our intellect should be refined and pure. An aeroplane, before it takes off, what it has to do is circle around. And those who are flying, what thing they have to do? Tie seat belt. So we have seat belt of Srimad. Follow Srimad. Then we will be safe. Otherwise, Maya is waiting. As soon as we are little bit not attentive, Maya will strike. So whilst doing karma, we have to maintain karma yogi stage. And not get deep down in the activity. Because sometimes what happens that when we are doing any activities, we go so deep into that we are not remembering Baba. So do it whilst remembering Baba. Stay in the family, but lead pure lotus-like life. Loving and detached. Maintain alaukik relationship. Nobody is mine. We have to go beyond I and mine. That is a very essential quality. Nothing is mine, no one is mine. Mine is only one Baba. The family is not mine, job is not mine, business is not mine. I am just instrument Baba is Karamanhar. No I. Because when there is I, we will have ego. I am beautiful. I am boss. I am smart. I am from elevated caste. So no ego of nationality, color, beauty, health, wealth, position. Remind, what is my purpose of this life? To bring benefit to everybody. So just as Baba incarnates to bring benefit to all people, liberate them, I am also incarnation. I had to establish deity religion. So remain double light. One light is soul consciousness, soul is soul light. Light with knowledge and light without burden. Because if I think this is my responsibility, I take the burden of responsibility. My family, my job, my business. Then I think I am responsible. So I become heavy, worried. But if it is Baba's children, Baba's home, Baba's business, then I become instrument, Baba Karamanhar. So nothing is mine. Baba has given me all these things. I have to be trusty. And I should have controlling power and ruling power. Control my waste thought. Give full stop. Rule my sense organs. They should not deceive me. Because in Kali Yuga, our eyes used to deceive us lot. We used to see some beautiful, smart, charismatic personality, and we used to be impressed, attracted by them. Or we used to see some nice, beautiful scene and say, oh, I haven't been to mountain or beach for a long time, let me go there. We used to see some nice dress in the showcase and, oh, let me buy this. So eyes will deceive, whether it's a food or clothes or jewelry or nice scenes. So we should have total control over there. Distaste, disinterest for them. And we should have steering power. Just as if the car is having some obstacles on the path, we had to steer the car in a different way. So mind, if it is going here and there, we had to lead it to Baba. Don't allow mind to run and race here and there. We should have the total controlling and steering power. Then we will be remembering Baba and having all powers. Then we can become Master Almighty Authority. We have power to discern, power to judge, all different powers. So if I have got all the powers, then when obstacles come, problems come, situation come, I won't be worried. I wouldn't have question, what is this, why is this, why this is not there, etc., etc. So we have to always be careful to follow Srimad. No manmat, dictates of mind. No parmat, listening to others. Because so far, either we had dictates of my own mind. This is what I think. This is my idea. But now we should see what is Baba's thoughts. What Baba wants me to do. Otherwise, what we used to do is, if there was any problem, we will used to go to our seniors, elders in the house, our friends, to get advice. What should I do in this situation? Or some will go to Guru to get guidance. Some people will go to Sitarakat readers. So, astrologers, etc., to see what is there, whether they have lost the thing, whether they will find it or not, or all sorts of questions. So now we are knowledgeful. We know what's drama, what's karma, what is happening, why it's happening, etc. So no questions and no worry. Because we know we are going to be victorious. So knowing that I'm going to be victorious, I should not have worry or concern also. So our aim should be knowledgeful, powerful, loveful, pure, sweet, all these qualities we should adopt. Knowledge not only who am I, but establish in that awareness all the time, consciousness, soul consciousness. Knowledge of drama, not only in intellect, but every scene of this life, we should look at it as an observer and keep Baba as our constant companion. And then we will not be worried. So we have to see that whatever Baba's teachings are, I am adopting in my practical life. Not that I know, but I am able to be that. Whatever titles Baba says, I will be that. Having that full faith that Baba will make me. Baba is my teacher. Baba is my guide. So he will help me to be like himself. So keep the aim in mind. Keep that awareness that I am to become angel, and from angel I have to become deity. Om Shanti. So we'll have 2 minutes meditation.